It's Wednesday, January the 22nd, and you're tuned in to the Chinaby Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
Yep, that's it. Geek Chic Culture Show. This is the first big one of the year. This is the one where we actually are. And you know what? Regular scheduling has returned. Damn. We are back.
Well, PBS happened. Bam. Now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Oh, yes. That's what we are here to do. This week, we've got questions.
Oh, do we? Oh, yeah, we did from last week.
We could have things to review, but I've vetoed it, so no.
How could you?
We do not.
How could you?
Because it's... I just said no, man. Sometimes...
You know, just because it's your baby.
You know?
And you don't want to admit that it's garbage, that it's hot trash.
Hold on. Last week, did I not claim it as runner-up for disappointment of the year?
It is. But it's runner-up.
Well, because it couldn't be Game of Thrones.
It wasn't where it deserved to be.
Wow. And we got picks, and we got weeks, and the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Welcome back. How did you want to start this episode?
I think we got to start it with a question to chew on, like normal, unless you want to switch it up.
No!
I don't like change!
Paul Chew writes in, Happy New Year's, guys! Sorry I missed last week. You didn't. You're right on time, baby.
You're right on time.
To be honest, you didn't miss last month, so we're all good. We're all good in the hood. Here's two questions to make up for it. All right, I guess. Here we go.
Extra credit.
Let's do it. Question one. In the past, way back
in the day,
Anthony was generally not as social over the years. Damn, Paul, how long have you been listening?
Too long.
Why you gotta call him out like that? However, he has now returned from a trip abroad on his own and loved it. What's the difference now? What has changed? So this is all you, baby.
What has changed?
I can't answer this question unless you'd like me to answer it for you.
I kind of want to know what your answer would be. What's your answer?
Oh, my answer?
Yeah. What's your answer to why I've changed?
No, I don't think I can hurt you like that.
Okay,
so.
All right. When the microphone's not recording, it's okay. That's when the real talk begins.
See, you keep teasing about the real.
I know, right? Real.
But it's true.
You want the after hours. We should set up a OnlyFans account.
Ooh.
And then we just put on the after hours talk on the OnlyFans account.
We should. Yeah, ooh, like a premium sub. Yeah. Ooh, yes.
Exclusive JPEGs.
It'd be fucked up though, because it's like our entire listener base signs up.
Yeah, we got 100% through rate.
Yeah,
yo, check out this engagement. Check out these engagement.
It's like
numbers.
Four people.
Yo, but we don't say four. We say 100%.
Ah, that's how you play with the numbers.
Yeah, you don't got to tell them the truth. You got to tell them a version of the truth.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if we want to get like super personal. I would say like a big part of it is like therapy. Like I went to therapy for like 2 years now. Maybe? Year and a half, maybe?
Really? Has it been that long?
Yeah, I know it's been more than a year.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. Because I remember we talked about benefits and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
And so I've been going to that, and maybe it's been like 2 years now actually, because I went when our producer was working with me too.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
So it's been a while. It's been a slow process, but like slowly I've like gained confidence because of that, right? Like talking about my past and doing whatever. And really it's like, it's been a slow change of like getting me out of my shell. Like if you want like my personal goal list, it was like, okay, I want to go to concerts, but sometimes I don't have people to go with because I like indie music.
Yeah.
And then... So the only way to go is to go by myself, but I was always so nervous. So the first one is like, go to a concert by myself, and I did it. And I was like, cool. And the next goal was like, go to a concert and then talk to somebody, like a stranger. And then I did it. And like, eventually, like, it's all exposure. Like, exposure to being more social made me less afraid of being social.
Yes.
And it also made me less socially awkward as a person.
Yes.
Like, don't get me wrong. I still got a loud fucking mouth, and I say things probably where I shouldn't. Mm. But it has definitely, like, that and just, like, treating dating like it's a revolving door.
Wow. How can you just say that?
Like, that, you want the honest truth? Like, that's also a big factor. Like,
There's some people out there looking for love.
And listen.
And you are out here being like, next.
If you're next. Looking for love, no issue, right? Yeah. I think everyone on some level is looking for love.
Some people are just trying their damn hardest. No luck. And you, Mr. Come on next. Bring them through.
Bring Let's them go. Through, please. Bring me the grapes. Just full on hedonism. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, like going out, like not being, that's the other thing, like not being picky. Like, I feel like a lot of people who are like in our nerdy hobbies, they're always like, oh, I want to go on a girlfriend, I want to go on a date, or I want a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. But then when you like look at their criteria for dating, it's like, bitch, you don't fit that criteria. Like, why do you think you would get that person if you don't fit your own criteria?
Do you think that's what it is? Like, it's because they're just super picky?
At least the people I know, the nerds I hang out with, like other than in this room, I feel.
Oh, you call me a nerd? What are you trying to say?
I say you're on a podcast called Two Nerds in a Basement.
Wow. How dare you fucking pigeonhole me like that? Wow.
We pigeonholed ourselves years ago. Years too late. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, a lot of that, it's exposure. Exposure through dating, exposure through forcing myself to going to events and social events. And
yeah.
Parties, just talking in general, getting off my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, stuff like that. There's a big difference between socializing online and mm-hmm. socializing in person.
Yeah.
And honestly, the start of it was because of therapy, and then getting to where I am now was through exposure. It's that old adage of try and try again, right?
Mm.
It's only difficult the first time.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Interesting choice of words.
It's only difficult once.
Ooh. Okay.
Why is it? I don't know. What's the bad negative meaning behind that? I don't.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, like going out or like going on a date and stuff like that. It's only hard once, and then as you get more used to it, it becomes more normal, right? And then being introspective is also very important, right? I knew that. Sometimes my attitude and demeanor was very off-putting to people. So I had to be careful about that and like who I open that side up to and stuff like that.
Care to elaborate?
Dirty jokes, use of swearing.
So you here?
Oh, here. me off air.
The real. Okay.
Right? Like me here is like 80, 75%.
Mm.
Because, you know, like I hold back on certain things on the podcast so we can still have a show.
Believe it or not, he does.
Right? Got some spicy opinions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But yeah, just like learning that. It's not really like changing who you are. It's just like knowing what's appropriate for the given context and the given situation.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a whole bunch of little things that all accumulated into one big thing.
Makes sense. I don't think there's any small, like, I wouldn't say there's any one thing that changed.
You know what really, really helped me? It was the one major thing that really just took me over the edge.
Oh, fuck.
I learned how to snap into a Slim Jim, baby.
Oh, baby. Wow.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Okay.
No, it's a lot of little things and personal help and stuff like that. And like support from friends.
I don't know if we support, you know, I can speak for TJ and myself. We did not support him.
You support you guys. You didn't know.
We had zero support here.
But that in itself.
Oh, was the support?
It was the support. Whoa,
fuck. I fucked up.
See, if you were coddling, then I would have been like, it's okay. It's fine. I can just stay the way I am. But you're like, bitch, you got to stop doing this. And I'm like,
yeah, fucking do something.
Yeah. And you're like, you're right.
And that's the moral of the story.
Just. Fat shaming works.
Whoa. I didn't say that, but that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Nerd shaming is a thing.
You know? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I do it all the time.
It's, I talked about it. I'm not going to repeat it again.
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
And I can go on solo trips. Yes, you can. I think anyone can. It's not as scary as you think it is.
Mm-hmm. It's like Batman. Just be prepared.
Just be prepared. Yes.
Cool. Anything else you want to add to that, or you're good?
People are nicer than you think they are.
Generally speaking, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Especially like within nerd culture, it's usually like all these people, like they think of like the time that they were bullied in school, right? And they think that that carries over to now. It doesn't.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. Question two.
Go.
What is your favorite kind of pre-order bonus that will guarantee you will lock in that PO? Have your preferences changed over the years?
I used to never pre-order anything.
Why? Why?
Just, I don't know. Like, there was never anything. Like, usually I could get the game when I needed it. And because I was a teenager, I didn't really have the money for, like, the wild-ass special editions, right? Yeah. But now... Now it's bad.
You pre-order everything.
I pre-order a lot of stuff. Mm. And like, if it seems reasonably priced for what I'm getting, I'll just get the special edition because it's like, why not? Right?
That's the attitude.
That's the worst attitude.
Why not?
Yo, I got the Sekiro special edition. You know what it came with?
What?
A steel book, like a 20-page art book, like, or a 30-page art book, 3 coins,
yeah,
like life-size coins of what the money is in the game, in a statue that I've never taken out of the box.
Whoa.
Why did I buy it? It looked cool.
Okay.
And also, why not?
Okay.
Because like a lot of that stuff usually goes hella up in value. I justify it through economics.
Oh.
Right? I'm like, yo, if one day I need money... this one's going to be worth more than the box, right?
I see.
Like, that's how I justified it in my head. Oh. But I know a lot of that stuff isn't worth what I paid it for originally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it goes up. It's a gamble. You never know.
Fair enough.
Like, that Sekiro one, I think it sells for, like, $200
now. Yes.
But
Pre-order. Do I? When I was younger, I would pre-order if it meant that I... Okay, no. When I was younger, I pre-ordered a lot. We'll say the more not as popular games, because they're always just like...
There's one or two.
Yeah, they're like the JRPGs that were like, oh, we made like one copy for like the Nintendo DS that no one's going to buy.
Oh, so that's it. When I was younger,
yeah,
I was only into like the popular shit.
Oh, okay.
Like I played Madden.
Okay.
Right? And stuff like that. And then when I met like Christian and all them and you guys, then you're all like, yo, check out like JRPGs. I'm like, oh, like that Final Fantasy X game?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I only, that's the thing. Like, I only got into the niche shit
when
I was like in my early
20s. Yeah. When I was younger, like trying to get a hold of those games, like I learned my lesson fast. Like what did I want? I can't remember. I think it was like Secret of Mana or something. I can't remember.
What a hipster.
And like I walked into the store and I asked for a copy and they're like, no, we don't have any.
Have you ever gone into this is like, sorry, an aside, have you ever walked into a store, asked for one of your niche games, and the person working there didn't even know what it was?
Yes.
Yeah
a lot when I was younger. And then the older staff would be like, are you sure you're not talking about,
are you having a seizure?
And I'd be like, no, it's okay, never mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I was younger, it was never that there's a pre-order bonus. It was like I pre-ordered to guarantee a copy.
Okay.
Nowadays, like, it doesn't matter how niche you go. You can generally get a copy by just walking in. After that...
Especially with you, because you're buying digital.
Yep.
You savage.
I'm moving with the times. And after that, it was... I would only pre-order if it meant that the base game... Like, I got... I basically paid the price for the base game, but you got some sort of monetary increase. So, like... By pre-ordering, you're automatically guaranteed, say, the deluxe edition, which comes with, like, a steelbook and, like, DLC. Or like,
recently, I think it was Samurai Showdown. If you pre-ordered the game, you got the season pass for free.
Yes. Yeah. But, like, you only paid the base price. Mm-hmm. The other reason I would pre-order was a lot of stores used to do, and this is more just foresight on being cheap, it was after E3 had finished, all the E3 games for that winter, you could pre-order them. And they would all be like 20% off.
Mm.
But you just have to remember that you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And that took a lot of just mental struggle because I always told myself I'd mark it down like an Excel sheet.
You didn't.
I never did.
You bought it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's happened a couple times.
Oh, a couple. Only a couple?
Oh, okay.
I feel like it happens a couple times, maybe a month, a year. Like
tomato, potato, right? Yeah. But like, is there anything that would get me to pre-order, like instantly? Aside from just being like cheap, or just needing the game? I don't think so. I don't think I've ever been like.
Yeah, I think we took the opposite approaches. Yeah. Here. Yeah, mine is like the weirder.
Yeah.
The pre-order bonus. The more I want it. Like, I bought that fucking baby from Death Stranding.
That's right? True.
And that was just strictly luck, and I could have pre-ordered that.
Yeah.
But another one is, like, I pre-ordered the Yakuza 5 remake.
Yeah.
Because it comes with Yakuza 3 and 4 on disc, and also if you pre-order it, it comes with a fake PS3 case. Like, it's a real PS3 case, but there's no game in it.
Yeah.
Right? Because Yakuza 5 never got a disc release on PS3. So they made a PS3 case for the PS3 game.
Oh, yes. You were telling me about this. Yeah, that's cool.
It's like really weird shit. So usually the weirder it is, the more I want it, because it's just like a cool piece of like gaming history.
Yeah. But, yeah, I hear you saying. Yeah. Like nowadays, I can't remember the last time I pre-ordered a game.
Pre-ordered 2 yesterday.
Unless you count my digital downloads as a pre-order.
I do.
Like, when I buy it, like, 4 days before release so I could download it.
You're giving the money before release date.
That's a pre-order?
Pre-release date.
You're right. I pre-order now if I can pre-load. Yeah, baby.
You're disgusting. Ugh.
I pre-ordered a pre-load. Ready at midnight.
Have fun playing my disc version of Resident Evil.
I will. I wish I could pre-load it.
You can. Just go upstairs, run it while we're doing the podcast, and then...
Oh, too late.
We're already down here.
I'll have to preload for the weekend.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's... Oh, God.
What?
That's gross.
Why is that gross?
That's gross.
I'm just putting my thing in it.
Oh,
my stop. Disc.
Stop.
In the slot.
Stop doing it. Use protection.
Ooh. Nah.
No.
It's going in raw.
Just raw talking it. That's fucking gross.
Whoa. Oof. All right. Thank you for the question.
Why do all of our questions get so sexual?
I don't know.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's life.
Is that all the questions? We got more?
I think that's it.
You got picks?
I got
one. Or do you want to wait? Because you got the one.
Oh, it depends.
Do you think yours is the most important that you want to save it for last, or is it the least important?
No, it's the least important.
It's fucking ugly.
Whoa. Okay, with that said... First pick, Netflix movie. They're doing it. They're bringing back the first Pokemon movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back.
And it looks like a GameCube Evolution. Pokemon Stadium game.
No, it looks great.
No, the CG in the Pokemon movie is better than this.
Yeah, but I think it's... No, you're confusing CG quality for artistic style. Detective Pikachu went for realism.
Tomato potato, baby.
Whoa. You cannot use my quote against me. No.
Tomato potato.
You cannot use my quote against me like that. No.
How the tables have turned.
Fucking Italians.
I can't trust them. Can't trust them as far as you can slide them. Those greasy Italians.
Fucking Guidos.
Leather pants wearing motherfucker.
Go chew on some pasta, Mario. Yes.
Did you know I brought this up in my presentation?
What?
We were talking about culture differences at school, and I talked about how, like, me and my friend, we always just rip on each other's culture, and the whole class, because they're, like, young.
They must have got uncomfortable.
They're just like, oh my god. And I was like, I'll be like, man, yeah, this part of Filipino culture is fucking weird, and then he'll be like, fuck you, you greasy Italian. And then everyone in the classroom was just like, oh shit, like, are they friends? Like,
are they really friends?
Can he say that? Like, he's talking about a minority.
You know, though, it is kind of weird. Like, sorry, this is a tangent, but like, it is kind of weird because, like, I'll bring up some of our stories at work, and they'll be like, "Wow, you actually say that shit?" And they're like, "I'm like, uh huh."
Wait, you guys don't?
I'm like, you mean like you don't like mess around with your friends? They're like, oh no, yeah, but like, I'm like, oh, you guys have boundaries.
Oh, that's lame.
And I'm like, you're not real friends.
Fucking losers. I remember one time, though, it bit me in the ass. Remember when I was dating that, or not dating, but I was like seeing that single mom?
Yeah, through the revolving door, yes.
Yeah, through the revolving door. Yes. We went to go see a movie, right? And I'm so used to like us seeing a movie.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, you want to come see this movie? And it's like, yeah, sure. And then after the movie, it's like, all right, see you later.
Wow.
So I did that with her. And the next day at school, she's like, hey, like, is there something wrong with me? And I was like, what are you talking about? And she says, like, yeah, after the movie, you just left. And I was like, yeah, it was like 10 o'clock. The movie's over. I see you at school.
Yeah.
She's like, no. Usually people like ask to get coffee or do something. I'm like, your friends ask you to do stuff after the movie? What the fuck? I was still in the learning phases.
Right. This is early on in your dating career.
Right. I was pretty sure that, like, now looking back at it, I was thinking that night I was probably going to get some action.
You probably would have.
At least in the car, like some car action. Mm. Right. But yeah, because of us, it's just like, yeah, we finished watching the movie. It's over. Peace out. Yeah,
peace out. We got shit to do.
Yeah. Bye.
But those are the movies, and the movie I'm talking about is Pokemon. Oh, yeah, Mewtwo Strikes Back, Evolution, CG, Netflix. They've recreated the original movie.
Style looks like shit.
It looks like a kid's movie. What are you talking about?
The animated one still looks better than this.
It looks like a movie for 2020 children.
You know what doesn't look like a movie for 2020 children? What? The original Pokemon movie.
You're right.
You know what looks like a movie for all ages? Timeless. The original Pokemon
movie. No, that looks like a movie for 90s kids.
It does. It's true. I'm just biased.
You know, that movie's in 4:3. It just
doesn't... No, listen. They can upscale it. I've seen it done. No. 4K. You want 4K Mewtwo attacks or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, it's coming on the Netflix Evolution movie.
Ugh. Ugh. I just really don't like the style. I don't know what's happening. And they got, like, Team Rocket is, like, fucking Nazi Germany. Like, did you see that?
Yeah.
They had, like, a Hitler podium just Team Rocket flags on the side.
They do. That's good old Giovanni.
We're stealing all the Tauros, baby.
Damn. No, I don't like the art style either.
Doesn't look good.
But it looks fine.
I guess.
Like, I can live with it. Like, I'm not mad at it.
I guess if I were a 6-year-old.
You'd be all into it.
I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh my God, Pokemon.
But I'm a jaded 29-year-old.
Well, almost 30.
29. Almost 30. Still in the 20s.
You're turning 30 this year, right?
No.
You're turning
29.
You're turning 29.
Yeah, I'm turning 29.
Okay.
I'm fucking with you. I'm turning 30 this year.
I thought you were older than... Yeah, you're turning 30. Yeah, yeah. You're Rachel's age.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're turning 30.
Fuck.
You got less than 6 months to go, baby.
No!
Less than 6 months to go.
No. No, I still got like 6 months.
Oh, you're the 20th of July.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. All right. Well, Pokemon, there you go.
I gotta get it in where I can.
Okay, enjoy that.
You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy that. And I know what you're saying.
I'm talking about Pokemon cards, baby. I gotta buy those Pokemon cards while it's still reasonable for me to buy them.
Okay. All right. That's my pick.
That's it? All right. I got a whole fuckload.
I know.
Let me run through the ones that are quick.
He's gonna unload the quick ones.
Ninja Theory. Why is it always like this? Ninja Theory, makers of... Setsuna's Sacrifice recently.
Setsuna's Sacrifice? Oh, yeah. Okay,
whatever that
bad
game was that won a bunch of awards. They're making an experimental horror game. And it's called, right now it's called Project Mara. They just showed a bunch of hallways.
Mara.
Very good face acting using the tech from Setsuna. And yeah, they're taking a dive into the horror genre. Yeah. I don't know. It's a teaser. Looks cool.
Sounds hot.
It kind of reminds me of like PT, but
we'll do.
We'll see.
Okay.
Maybe it's just because it was a picture of a hallway.
It was a hallway.
With some stairs. Yeah, a staircase and a computer screen.
Okay.
Next up. Yo, you know Captain Tsubasa?
No.
You know that hot soccer anime from the 1970s?
No.
They're getting a PS4 game, baby. It's anime soccer.
Well, fuck me. Wow.
It looks really fun.
It looks amazing, to be honest.
You know what? You ever play World Cup Soccer on the NES? The one where it's like the kind of chibi characters, and if you press A and B together, you do a backflip kick.
Yes.
And then the ball does some wild shit.
It's left and right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and the ball does some wild shit if you hit the backflip kick.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me of like classic arcade soccer games. And these guys are doing like dragon shots, like goalies stopping time and shit. They're passing power shots to each other, like special headers. Like, it's nuts.
I feel like we need more of that, like in the vein of like NBA
Jam, NBA Street. Blitz.
Yeah.
You know what really has to happen? Mm. The return of EA Sports.
Big.
Big.
Oh, God.
Big. That SSX, that latest SSX game was really good.
I heard, with the crevasses.
But no one bought it.
Well,
no one bought it.
It's snowboarding.
Next up is a sad one. Studio Ghibli's coming to Netflix.
Oh.
In everywhere except North America and Japan.
Yes. Yes.
What the fuck?
I think in North America, Disney Plus has it.
Those bitches.
That's why.
So, yeah. I guess that's happened. DMC 3 is coming out on the Switch.
Devil May Cry?
Devil May Cry 3 is coming out on the Switch.
Like, Vanilla 3?
No, because they've added some new features, baby. They decided to switch it up.
Oh, fuck.
And they gave you style switching.
Okay.
Like, they modded the game. They put PC mods.
But hold on. It's just like Vanilla 3, though.
Yeah.
But with the style switcher.
But they've added the style switching from 4 and 5.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
That's some, like, back-ass thinking. Like, wait, what?
It looks like Devil May Cry 3.
Oh, I know. And listen, Devil May Cry 3 has not aged well.
No. No, it has not.
What?
But the game that birthed us Jackpot is coming back. And for some reason, they're like, let's not redo the graphics, but also let's put in live action style switching.
That might, so you're telling me this might be the definitive DMC 3.
I might say this is the definitive way.
Fuck. To
play Devil May Cry 3.
Fuck, man. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I can deal.
I think it's digital only, too.
Ooh. I'm not gonna.
So I gotta wait for that physical, you know?
Oh, that limited run?
That limited run, that special reserve.
You make it sound like it's this hot commodity.
It is a hot commodity, all right? All the things I buy from them are hot commodities.
Okay, keep telling yourself that.
Shut up. Why you gotta be like this? MK11 is getting... MK11, Mortal Kombat 11, yeah. Is getting Joker.
Yes.
I don't know, it looks cool.
At what point does MK11 just become that DC fighting game?
Right up until they put in Darkseid.
Oh, okay.
Because they're putting in Darkseid.
Okay, okay. Because, like, the more I look at it, I'm like, wait a minute. I could have sworn I've seen these characters in a fighting game already.
And I think the later on, the older this game gets, the less and less they give a shit about character balancing.
Yeah.
Because every single time they've released a new DLC character, they've been the strongest. Like, right now, Terminator just fucking dominates the tournament chart. So... maybe Joker's gonna crush it, and then Spawn's gonna crush it, and then Darkseid's gonna crush it, and then they release Injustice 3.
Fuck.
Because that's the pathway they're on right now. It's Injustice, Mortal Kombat, Injustice, Mortal Kombat. Unless they get the curveball, and it's Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks 2.
Shaolin Monks 2.
You remember Shaolin Monks?
Yes.
Two-player co-op brawler, baby.
Fuck.
What if they bring that back?
Game of the year.
Game of the year. It's true.
Game of the year.
There's no competition. Sorry, Last of Us 2.
You got no shot.
You got no shot. On the fly fatalities. Come on. Guilty Gear has a new trailer.
Sure does.
Oh, it has a subtitle too, but I forgot what it was already.
Strive.
Guilty Gear Strive. The new trailer shows Faust. Everyone's favorite crazy weird doctor. He looks hella creepy in this one.
He does.
Like malnourished.
Yep.
Less jokey, more murdery.
Yeah, he's really creepy.
Yeah. He has a special move where he eats you and then his stomach gets big.
Yeah.
And he opens up a hole in space and then you fall out of it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Heaven or hell. Let's rock.
Yeah. Heaven or hell. That's the best fighting intro. Round intro.
Yeah.
The wheel of fate is turning.
Oh, yes.
Rebel one. Action.
Action. Action. Man, games are stupid.
Fighting games are so dumb. After that, it's new anime seasons, Among Us.
Is it?
Yeah, there is a new one called Dorohedoro. I just bring this up because my friends told me to watch a trailer for it. And it looks really cool. It's about this area. I don't know if it's on Earth or in space. I don't know where the fuck it is. But it's like this really slum area. It's called The Hole. And everyone down there is seen as like less than human. And there's these like elites who are stealing people from The Hole and doing like weird experiments on them. And this one guy got experimented on, our main character.
Mm.
And now he's a crocodile face.
Okay.
And so he wants revenge on the people who stole his looks from him.
Yeah.
And you gotta stop You gotta stop doing that. You gotta stop. I know I got it for you, but you gotta put that away. You gotta put that away.
I'm just undoing it.
Oh God, it's, I want to feel what it feels like.
No,
come on,
get your own.
Let me touch it, just the tip.
Whoa.
Let me touch just the tip.
No,
I just want to like kind of flick it.
Wow.
You know, kind of like caress the.
I don't think so.
Circle motions.
I see you got me the black one though.
They're all the same size, man.
What are you talking about?
They're all the same.
What are you talking about?
I didn't get you. Did you know? Yo, did you know there's a Tenga USA?
What?
There's a Tenga, like normal. I didn't get him a Tenga. I got him something else. But there's a Tenga.
Like USA edition.
But there's a Tenga USA edition, and it's bigger.
Wow. Did you know there's a Tenga Transformer?
Oh, yes, the robot. I want that. But you can't use it as a Tenga.
Because you have no idea.
You can fold it, right? And then it like...
Yeah.
It looks like a Tenga, but then you undo it, and it's the robot. But is there one where it's like a usable robot?
You sound disgusting. No.
No? Okay.
I'll get you one.
That's next level.
I can get you
what, one. The Tenga robot? Yeah, hell yeah.
I can get you
I want
one.
That.
Okay.
I want that. Yeah, Dodo Hey Dodo. People are taking people from the hole. And they're doing wild experiments on them. And it just looks cool. It's like a really interesting use of CG. The whole, I don't know, environment looks really cool. My friends have read the manga and they
love it.
They said it's fantastic. So
wait, this is not, is this a movie or is this a show?
It's a television series. Okay. I think it's coming to Netflix relatively soon.
all at once?
Maybe. It might be on Crunchyroll right now. I'm not sure. Because my friend was trying to watch it and he says he has to get it through other means.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Kiss anime. And so.
What? Sorry. I had a weird cough there. I don't know what happened. And then the last one is that Cyberpunk 2077 delayed. Yeah.
Oh.
Delayed,
till?
Baby.
Till when?
I think till like August. Like Q end of Q2, no. Start of
that's
Q3.
A next gen game, my friend.
That's a next gen game. I'm probably gonna buy it on PC, but it's a next gen
game. I'm gonna probably buy it on the
MacBook.
Fuck.
I can help you build a PC.
Do I want a PlayStation 5? Or do I want the Xbox fridge?
The Xbox PC?
Yeah.
Just buy a PC at that point.
No, I want the Xbox Sex.
The Xbox Sex. I like how they just upgraded from X-Bone to Xbox Sex.
No, it makes sense, right? Because bone is singular. Like, yeah. You know, it's a single man's utility.
But what about the Xbox One S? The X-Bones?
So that's your experiment in? But Xbox Sex is like, you found someone.
Yeah, home run, baby.
Let's do it.
It's such a... Do they not think of these things when they make the name? It's got to be on purpose.
We got to say, okay, just for context, Xbox Sex is Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
All right. For those of you who think we're just fucking around.
Yeah, because we were talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, for real. Yeah. It's Xbox Sex.
Yeah.
These fucking weirdos. But they're under fire. Because I think they like openly admitted that they're like, we need crunch time, in order to finish this game.
Okay. That game's getting delayed again.
Game's getting delayed again. And they're under fire from all the news outlets. Here was it. Adam Krasinski, he working for CD Projekt Red. He said, to the question, is the development team required to put in crunch hours? And he answered, to some degree, yes, to be honest, end quote. That alone has set all the union gaming press ablaze.
Yeah, why not?
Because crunch in video games is no joke. It's from what I hear and from what other people have told me, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. 90, 100 hour work weeks.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Okay.
But I thought this was a really interesting PR move. The fact that he just said it. Right? Like, I don't know. I feel like a couple years ago, any sort of negative press, like, be it your company doesn't have enough minorities in it, your company doesn't have enough diversity, your company made a game with, like, kind of a shitty storytelling about a sensitive topic, they would be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's like they would immediately come out to apologize. And now this guy just comes out and he's like, yeah, we're doing crunch. Like, That's just how it is, homie. Like, do you think there's like a shift, or do you feel like there's a shift of people not wanting to apologize for this stuff anymore?
I think it depends on the person. I think, well, they're European developers, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like all...
Guys, we work 4 hours a day anyways. Like, yeah. Crunch is just 8 hours.
When it comes to all like those sensitivity topics, like, yeah. Like, let's be real. They come from North America.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying like it's their...
I'm saying...
I'm not saying they're invalid, but I feel like different countries have different cultures. Yeah. And for them, it's just like, listen, it's a bad thing, but you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, this is a very special case. Mm. Only because... Again, they're from fucking Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Right.
There's also like the broader topic of like a lot of the games press or just press in general that people listen to are from the States.
Mm.
And do you think a lot of times North American values are being pushed onto countries where it shouldn't?
I don't know if I would go that far, because even if you look at within just the States, like, that country's morals are so ass backwards.
Oh, 100%. Sometimes
It's like, it's like they say one thing, they want one thing, and yet...
You can't vote, but also...
But also...
What if you went to war for us?
Exactly, right? And it's like, that's America in a nutshell. Yeah, so it's like, every time you hear something, it's just... I don't want to say, like, it's tough to listen, like, but they...
I feel like it's, for me, lately... Like, a lot of, whenever there's, like, complaints or, like, concerns coming out from America, like, it makes me take it less seriously.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it makes me not care.
It's like they are the definition of, like, they want to have their cake and eat it.
And they do.
And they do. You're right. And they do.
And they do.
And it's like, no other, we'll say, no, I don't know.
Superpower.
Like, no one else operates in that mandate, but because they're so huge, they can get, like, not that they can get away with it, but they can do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So, but going back to your question, do I feel like there's a shift in that kind of stuff? No, not really. I think news outlets blowing up against this guy are proof that there's no shift.
Yeah, but I don't think I've seen the same amount of backlash on Twitter from the people I follow.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I mean, people are more vocal. People are allowed, I guess, over the past couple of years, people have been more... We'll say brave to light that fire.
Yeah. Or do you think that's a pro gamer move where you get out ahead of it and you're just like, yeah, we're doing
I think.
And then there's less like expose. It's like, they told us no, but we found out yes.
I think definitely that is like that is actually just like lesson 101. Like, you get out ahead of your, like, if you can see the issue now, you get out ahead of it now. Mm-hmm. You don't wait until like. Till it's like 2 months.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, like, straight up.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You get out ahead of it when you can.
Yeah, me with the timely Bill Clinton reference. Mm, sick.
Fuck, man. That Billy.
That good old Billy. One of the greatest mass murderers that ever lived.
Ooh, wow. Well, okay, that sucks for Cyberpunk. But also, who am I kidding? Like, I don't really care about game delays anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll play it when I have time to play it.
Exactly.
It
doesn't really matter. I fucking hate that, though. When I was a kid, it's like, delayed?
Fuck this shit!
Kingdom Hearts is delayed again?
It's been like 10 years.
And now it's like, I didn't have fucking time to play Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, what have I become?
Oh, no. You know what we gotta do? We gotta play games at work.
I mean, if we must.
If that's what we have to do. It must be done.
If that's the sacrifice that needs to be made, I'm willing
to take one for the team.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, those are all my picks. There's a lot of quickies that I thought were pretty cool while we're talking about our awards and stuff. But
yeah. Cool.
A lot. Man, now this year is just like, I'm waiting for video games so I can buy them and barely play them.
Wow. Wow. God.
You know that like PlayStation thing where it's like, you're a year in gaming.
Yeah.
You know you played more than me?
Fuck, no way. Yeah. What?
You have more hours logged on the PlayStation 4 than I do. That maybe is not necessarily that you've played more games than me, because I've been playing a lot of PC.
Oh, right.
And like
of course.
Switch and
but
whatever.
My PlayStation says I played more.
But your PlayStation says you've played more.
Fuck.
You know our friend Christian?
Yeah.
Guess how many hours he's played Final Fantasy 14?
This year.
2019.
I want to say 600?
I think he broke the app.
What?
Because the app says 999 hours.
No!
I don't think the app goes to four digits.
Oh my god. Oh my god. What is he doing with his life?
He's getting everything in that game. He is the ultimate consumer.
I kind of want to just delete his account. Wow. Yeah,
999 hours.
Wow.
It's dedication, baby.
If that's what you want to call it. Wow.
I think he has like every class up to max level.
Whoa. You know, I was looking at that that PlayStation thing, and I was trying to figure out when I played all these games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was like there was a set period in the summer where I just hammered through those games.
You did.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And because I
what was your prime day to play?
Sunday evening.
Oh, same with me.
Yeah, Sunday evening. But yeah, no, because I was trying to remember like the back quarter of the year, and I'm like, I don't think I played that many games.
Yeah, you're on like Project Fit or whatever, like biking or thanks, running. Thanks, man. I don't know, doing some dumb shit.
I was trying.
Were you trying to improve yourself?
I was doing that thing that you're doing, where you're like getting out there dating people. I was trying to do that.
Please, you don't need to practice. You already got that.
Oh, what is this?
You just walk into the door and you're like, ladies.
Actually, you know what? I have to go back to that because I have to tell you. You know, we were talking at the beginning of this episode about how you had to like open up more.
Yeah,
I'm trying to learn how to do the reverse. And it has been quite a challenge.
Really? You want to talk about that now or later?
Huh?
You want to talk about that now or later?
We'll talk about it later. But yeah, that sort of reminded me of. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah.
Wow, we really take the opposite approach on everything. This is perfect.
Yes.
But yeah, let's get into our weeks.
Sure. I watched the show.
What show?
Called End of the Fucking World.
What?
End of the Effing World.
That's what it's called?
Yes.
Oh.
It's on Netflix. It's a British series. It's 2 seasons, 16 episodes. 20-minute episodes.
Okay.
High school, okay?
Oh, perfect. It's anime.
Yes.
British anime.
Yeah. There's a boy. He's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He feels like he can't feel things.
Okay.
Like, as in, like, emotionally, he's kind of, like, neutral. Stunted. Yeah, he's just like, whatever. And there's a reason for that.
What is it?
His mom killed himself in front of him. His mom killed herself in front of him.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That, mm-hmm. You know what? There's a reason.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
And so because of that, growing up, like he was 8 when this happened, you know, he slowly started killing animals. You know.
Okay.
Now he's in high school.
And
he feels like he's at that point. He's like, I want to kill something bigger. Like, I want to kill a human. There's another girl. She's kind of just, you know, typical girl. Also kind of hates her life. Sees this boy. Says, hey, I see you skateboard. Your shit. And that's their full exchange.
Okay.
And then he's like,
it's her.
She's interesting. She'd be interesting to kill.
And so the whole show is about him trying to kill this girl?
So they come together and they, let's say, become boyfriend, girlfriend, do some making out and shit. He starts feeling some things for her. They murder somebody and then they're on the run.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What a premise.
And that is the show.
Huh.
And it's wild. I'm really into it. It's definitely, it's British, so be prepared for a lot of dry humor.
Yeah, okay. So that, like, well, this show sounds very dry.
Oh, it's amazing. I fucking love it, because it's so dry.
Dry and dark.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's dry and dark. And it's got that, you know, teenage coming of age story slash, oh my god, I think I have feelings for this person.
Coming of murder story?
Like, yeah, but they're
all... No, you know when you were in high school and you murdered your first victim?
Mm.
You know?
And then they're on the run for forever from people. And then the second season is a bit more of a turn on that. And
you watched 2 seasons of this show?
And then it's the...
You watched 2 seasons of this show?
Yes.
When you could have been playing Kingdom Hearts? What are you doing?
But... Yeah.
Riku is waiting for you.
Oh, no!
All right.
Wait, hold on. To be fair, I've been watching a lot of it on my commute, because I have Netflix.
Let me tell you about remote play.
No. And, yeah. And but you know, it's a good show. I'm into it. I can't wait to get started on the other show that I've been looking forward to watching,
which is
Sex Education.
Oh, season 2 came out. I saw
yes, that. Yes, yes. I can't wait to watch that. But yeah, no, other than that, I've been playing a lot of Zwift.
Oh, your biking game.
Yeah.
That, you know what? That thing looks cool.
It's pretty cool.
That seems like a... It was better developed than I thought it would be.
Oh.
Right? When I first heard it, I'm like, this is like some Newgrounds Flash shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
then it's like, wow, it's like full 3D models. They look kind of nice. Like, yeah. all this integration to your different devices. Yeah. Like, that's a cool thing.
Yeah. It's not cheap to do.
Like, have you explained what Zwift was to...
I think I have. Yeah. It's basically virtual bike riding. Mm-hmm. You can look it up. It's... I don't know. I'm not going to lie. It's not a cheap setup. Like, it's... You gotta kind of, you gotta really be into it to do it.
No, it's an expensive setup.
Yeah. But it's cool. I've been doing that. But the thing I've really been doing is sleeping.
You've been lacking that lately.
Yeah.
You're catching up.
I've been going to bed at like 10:30.
What the fuck? Who are you?
Sometimes 10.
Like in the morning?
No.
Like at night?
Like PM? Like Monday to Friday, yeah. Like I'll
like go. You'll go to bed at 10:30.
Yeah.
And then earlier. You'll wake up when? Like 5?
6:30.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even go to work early anymore.
That's crazy.
I show up at like 9:30, 10, and then just like
nobody cares.
Total autonomy.
Until.
Well, it's about to change. Yeah. So I'm gonna see how long you take advantage of this.
That's fair.
So yeah.
Damn. Man,
that's been my life.
That's almost more surprising than music.
Yes.
Sleep, music. Who are you?
Well, you know, a lot of my time, yeah, between, like, as I do a lot of driving, right? And then just, like, I'm tired and I'm like, I'm going to go to sleep. Well, I spend all my weekends out and then I'm like, during the week, it's like, I'm just going to sleep.
I'm going to catch up so I can do all-nighter weekends.
More or less. Like, I just made my all-nighter plans already.
Oh, my God.
So I'm ready to go again.
Can't you just, like, sleep somewhere in that city?
Yeah. But we don't want to sleep.
Oh. You want to play Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe, you know what?
That's the way to do it.
No, she thinks video games are for kids.
Time to change it.
No.
With a Disney game.
No.
The ultimate flex.
No. I can't do that.
Hey, okay, let me pitch it to you. What if Mickey Mouse was talking about the darkness within all our hearts?
She'd be like, that's stupid.
And I'd be, you'd be
actually,
like. Actually. And you'd be like, you're absolutely correct.
Actually, you know what? Maybe I could convince her. Because she asked me about that initial D sticker in my car.
Yeah.
And I told her about the tofu and everything.
Yeah.
She's like, that's fucking amazing. It's like, really?
Oh.
Let me show you.
Let me show you the ways.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to show you something next time.
Just dive deep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my week. That's all I got.
I'm playing so many fucking video games.
Why?
I actually haven't really.
I was going to say, like, I thought you started school. What are you talking about?
I guess the main thing was like, I started school.
Yeah, you did.
I bought a new laptop. Yo, it turns out ultrabooks are thin.
I mean, yeah. I could have told you that.
I got the 13-inch Dell.
Yeah, XPS.
This thing is tiny as fuck.
It is.
It's compared nice. To my 17-inch gaming laptop I bought like 10 years ago.
Welcome to the future.
This is insane.
Yeah. It's light.
It's got a nice screen. It's got more than 2 hours of battery life.
Yeah. You don't feel like you need to put it into a... You don't need a giant backpack?
No.
You could put it in a manila envelope.
I can. I don't, but I can. I have the option.
Or you could put it in a pizza box.
I'm not gonna, but I can. Mm. Yeah, this is crazy.
You like it?
I like it a lot. Mm. I like having the small... Here's the other thing I learned. Is that apparently Steam has a feature where if your main PC is on and has Steam running,
you can stream?
You can stream your video games to your other machine.
What's the latency like?
Depends on your internet.
Okay.
Obviously,
you're not playing some multiplayer shit.
No, I'm playing single player games.
Okay.
But like...
That's pretty cool.
I was playing Just Cause 4 on my laptop at school in between breaks.
That's pretty cool.
Like, it's pretty rad.
Yeah.
But other than school, like, the thing I've realized is, so before I went to college, which I guess in America, if you want to compare, it's like a technical college.
It's community college.
Or community college kind of thing. Community college is like very assignment focused. So there's a lot of little assignments. So like, okay, this is worth 3%, this is worth 5%. It's a lot of little ones, right?
Mm.
I did not realize that I didn't think that university would be so different in terms of structure.
Wow.
Where it's just like, here's like three assignments. They're all huge, but also they're worth giant chunks of your mark. Right? And I think I kind of like that more, where it's like less time. It's in a way, like the class is just the theory and then the practical is the assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, like I like trying the practical on my own rather than having it the practical taught to me within the school, within the lecture. It's, I don't know. I'm having a good time so far. There's also no math, so that's a bonus for me.
Okay.
Right?
Fair enough.
It's all essays and that kind of stuff, which
yeah.
I like.
Yeah.
So it's cool. But going back to school closer to 30 is weird. I can't imagine for people who are going at like 40 and stuff.
What's weird about it?
Let me tell you about my first day on the job, Vince.
I can't wait.
My first class. I'm waiting outside the lecture hall. I'm waiting for the other lecture to yes, finish.
Yes, you are.
And a bunch of people are like meeting each other, like, oh hey, like I'm glad I could see you again, like from last semester, blah blah blah. These are all like first year students.
Mm.
Oh yeah, I'll say that like I have transfer credits from my old school, so like I'm taking a mix of like people who are in third year, people who are first year. Like it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So these are all first year students in this class. I'm like, hey, like, oh, nice to see you from last semester and blah blah blah. And this one girl had a story about her roommate. And she's like, you know what I hate?
Old people.
I hate it when like 30 somethings try and talk to you in your dorm room and stuff like that.
That's gotta hurt.
And she was complaining about how her roommate was dating someone who was also in school, who was like 32, 33. And how, you know, like why is he even in school? Right? Like 30, that's old enough to start a family. That's old enough to start your life.
Why are
they even here? And I'm like, fucking fantastic. Oh. First day, baby. Like, I'm in it to win it.
That hurts hearing that. That hurts hearing that. And I have a job that hurts.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It stings. And like, part of me is just like, oof. And then the other part of me is like, you'll learn soon. You'll see the horrors that await you post-graduation.
Oh.
But yeah, and then like the other thing is like I look at some of these people, these adults, these young adults, and I like see how I acted within them when I was that age, when I was 19.
You can see parts of yourself.
I can see parts of myself. Like the whole thing of, oh, I gotta sit in the back corner of the lecture because I don't want to be seen. Right.
Yeah.
I'll never answer a question. I'm not gonna participate. That's for losers, right? Oh, I don't want to go first on this presentation because it's too nerve-wracking and stuff like that. And now, like, being older, like, not that much older, but being free from that kind of thought process is awesome.
Yeah.
It makes school way more enjoyable. Like, I'm sitting, like, closer to the front. I have no issues answering questions. I'm being engaged with the content that's being taught to me. When it comes to presentations, I just do the first ones to get it the fuck out the way.
Yeah.
Right. And there's also the thing they don't realize is that there's no precedent set.
Yeah.
I set the precedent. So if mine's good, you're all fucked. Yeah. Right. And stuff like that. And it's just like, wow, like I kind of know the ins and outs of school and also having less embarrassment and humility, like benefits you in a learning environment. Because you're more open to receiving the knowledge that is being taught to you.
Absolutely.
You're not thinking in that social terms of a high school anymore. You're thinking of, I'm here for a reason. I want to learn this stuff.
Of course.
Right? And it makes me think, like, why the fuck did I even go to post-secondary so early in my life? Right?
Interesting.
The whole thing of just, like, it made me rethink people coming out of high school and being like, what do you want to do for the rest of your life, 18-year-old? It's like, dude, fuck, what? Like,
no, I hear you.
I don't know. Like,
and no fucking clue.
Like, I took computer programming for 2 years.
Yeah.
I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
Right? If I knew that, like, university would have been the way for me to go, like, I would have postponed on school, like, done, like, a grade 13 to up my grades and, like, just go straight to university.
Oh, absolutely. I would have done the same
thing. Yeah. Right? And just stuff like that. And it's just like, that's fucking crazy that we expect these kids who just got over puberty to be like, hey, Decide what you want to do for the next 40 years. Now.
Yeah. No, it's nuts. And, like, to be fair, some kids do.
Some kids know, right? Yeah. Asians. Yeah. No, no. Sure. They're just forced into it. You're going to be a doctor and engineer. That's all.
Yeah.
No, it's got, like, some kids do know. And that's, like, you know what? Perfect for them.
Yeah.
But, like, the pressure I felt to go to school after, not only from school, but from, like, relatives. It's, oh, you're going to go to school right after, right? Like, to make you feel like you're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
If you're not in school immediately after high school, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I think if I ever have a kid, like, I'm not, like, I'm going to want them to go to post-secondary, like, because education's the key, you can't take away your education, blah, 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 that whole spiel. But I don't know if I'd force them to go immediately. If I see that they're really unsure, I'd be like, hey, just go work for two years. Yeah,
like, I wish that I was given that option, like, do you want to, like, just
figure it out?
Yeah, like, take a year off, just, like, go, like, travel, go, like, see the world,
go find yourself, man.
Yeah, just, I wish someone told me that, or like someone was like, and instead it was the whole like, so where are you going,
where are you going now?
Yeah. And then because that turned into the whole like, well, now I went to something that I didn't even know I wanted to do, I failed out of that, and then I kind of just mucked around and like,
yeah,
I didn't know what I like I've talked about it before, like I didn't, like, my early 20s I kind of just did jack shit.
We started a podcast.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. Like, I didn't, I didn't really figure out my life until I was, like, 26, 27.
Yeah. I didn't really even figure out what I wanted to start going towards until I was in my late 20s.
Yeah. Like, even now, like, I don't even know if I like what I do.
But the thing is, like, the difference now is that you have ideas and skills that you can use to redirect yourself.
Absolutely.
Whereas, like, when I'm 18, immediately coming out of high
school,
you
have no idea.
I have no fucking clue what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. I sound like an old man right now. Jesus Christ.
You do.
But yeah, like, it's made me, like, rethink early education. Mm. And, like, if you can get it done quicker, that's obviously the best option.
Yeah.
But I think for a lot of people, that's not
possible. Yeah,
right. Like I look at some of the people in my program and they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no,
they give zero shits. The people who do care are either older like me or the people who like go out of their way to tell you that they're paying for their own school, right? Or that they're like, oh, I took a loan, and it's like, oh shit, like they have the guillotine over their head, right? But there's like a lot of people who just like they took it because why? I had to.
It's a thing that was there and I did it.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's the craziest thing about university. Yeah. It's like walking around now being 29.
So, yeah, and like when I talk to a lot of people at work, like especially like my age and stuff, I'm like, so why'd you choose this? Like, I don't know. It was the only thing that I had to choose something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and now you're here. Like, yeah, I'm just doing this. I'm like, okay.
Right. Like my thing was lucky because like when I did business in community college, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Right. I enjoyed the string of business I took. Uh-huh. You took accounting. I took the managerial side.
Yeah.
Right.
I should have took management.
It's pretty fun. And then now it's like, oh, like I have this idea where I'm going to take this communications degree because I can have soft skills to coincide with my hard skills. And I have this like plan in my head. Right. But again, at 19, I didn't know that shit. Like I'm only figuring this out now.
Yeah.
Like if I had some sort of idea or pathway or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's wild shit. That's the wildest shit.
Cool.
Yeah. But other than school, on the in between when I just can't take doing homework or studying anymore, what I've been doing is here's all the things I've been doing since New Year's.
Mm.
I saw Knives Out.
You did.
That's a really good movie.
I heard.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
I'll keep it spoiler free. They do things with the murder mystery formula that really, it's the Nozaki-kun of Gekkon. Oh, really? It's the Gekkon Shoujo Nozaki-kun.
Oh, that sounds way more appealing.
Murder mystery.
Fuck. Okay.
It's very, very good.
I heard that they actually reveal the murderer early on, and then a lot of the draw is how they escape.
There are multiple times in the movie where you go, that's not supposed to happen now.
Ah, okay.
And then they play with it.
Okay, cool.
And they lead you down paths that you didn't think that this type of genre could lead you down.
Cool.
It's very fun. It's very cool. Everyone's amazing in it. Like, just colorful cast of characters. Fantastic movie.
Nice.
Very fantastic. I also saw Weathering With You.
This is from the Your Name team.
Makoto Shinkai. Is that you? yeah, it's from the Your Name team. I think I've mentioned it on the podcast. Your Name is not a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's bad.
I have that Blu-ray.
It's not good.
It's wonderful.
It's very beautifully animated.
It's a great movie.
It's got some nice music.
It's so good.
But it's not very good.
I loved it.
Weathering With You is better than Your Name.
Oh, I'm going to hate this movie.
But there's some issues.
Oh, I'm going to love this movie.
The same issues I kind of have with Your Name.
Okay.
Where my initial complaint is that Makoto Shinkai has these ideas in his head, right? And they're like, oh, I want this like really heart-wrenching scene where X, Y, and Z happens.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is a could be paced, or it is paced, where it could be an animated series.
Sure.
It could have been a 6-episode short anime, 30 minutes each. They would have got some extra time to flesh out certain elements of the story, and I think it would have been way better. Because the way this movie is paced is that there is big scene, montage, music, whatever. Big scene, montage, music, whatever. And getting from idea to idea is very sloppy. Mm. The ideas are rad, and they're really cool visually. But there's just a lot, like, the strings that connect each of them are very thin. And they don't have a lot of substance.
Mm.
And I just don't really know, like, I don't feel like he knows how to write a movie, almost. Mm. And Weathering With You, like, it's a whole teenage love story dealing with loss. And
it always is.
First love, stuff like that. It's a whole thing. But there's a lot of elements of the movie that serve zero purpose, right? And it's only there because, like, he had an idea. It's like, I want this scene in it. How do we get there? I don't know. Throw some shit in. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? And there's a lot of elements, or there's a lot of things in the movie that are unexplained. So this is like a total, this has nothing to do with the movie. Like, it's in it, but there's nothing there. There's a side scene of some kids, unnamed, generic anime-looking high school boys, that see a bubble of water floating in the sky.
Yeah.
And then it's that scene in the trailer where, like, that big torrent of water flushes down on them in the alleyway.
Okay.
Right? They do nothing with that.
Okay.
And there's a lot of things in it where I'm like, oh, they just put this stuff in the movie because they put it in the trailer to make you think that the movie was something else.
Mm.
But they didn't get rid of it in the movie because it serves no purpose. Mm. Yeah, still beautifully animated and stuff like that, but it's okay. It's fine. It's better than bad. I would dare say it was enjoyable.
Hmm.
But, like, I don't know. It's definitely better than Your Name.
Okay, I'm gonna love it.
Probably. You might like it better than Your Name.
I probably will.
Yeah. But it's, I don't know. I still think he has problems with writing movies.
Okay.
And then I guess the other things I've been doing are some video games. Yep. I played a bunch of my import games from Japan that I bought. One is a weird one. It's called Poochie Carrot or Karat or like whatever the thing is. Like when you have a 20 carat whatever ring or something, like the jewel carrot. Yeah, carrot. It's called Poochie Carrot. It's versus Arkanoid.
Oh, yes.
You know Brick Breaker?
Yeah.
Like the paddle and the ball.
What a classic game.
Yeah, but what if you put the two player side by side and it was versus?
Like Bubble Bobble?
That's exactly what it's like. So how this game works is when you pick a character and each character has their own like junk pattern and stuff like that. And what your goal is you know in Bubble Bobble, when you break all the bubbles above a set and it makes them all fall down?
Yep.
You have to aim your ball with your paddle, Arkanoid style, to break the ones above it. And when it drops all those bricks, it then sends junk to your opponent.
Mm.
Also, if you miss hitting the ball, it'll penalize you by shoving your board down three lines.
Oh, does it get faster?
It gets faster. But also, the more junk you, the junk comes from the bottom up instead of the top down. Right. So it blocks you from getting those big, like,
I see.
Right. But if your opponent, like, sends junk at a wrong time and it's like, oh, there's a gap here, you can send all that junk back with like one break, and then everything goes back to your opponent, and it becomes like a volleyball game of junk. It's actually really fun. It was like a 800 yen pickup, and it's probably the most fun I've had with a lot of the import games I had, other than like Pop and Music.
What system?
PlayStation 1.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's PlayStation 1, it's Japanese only, I believe. Yeah. And so you would need a Japanese system to play it unless you find a ROM.
Yeah.
But it's actually really, really fun. When me and my friends popped it in, we were just like, this game's stupid. And then one of them who wasn't playing, they pulled up a YouTube video of it, of a Japanese player playing, and we saw them drop all the bricks and it shoot up to the other one. We're like, oh, that's how you're supposed to play. And it completely changed it. We used a, quote, pro Japanese strats.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah. And once we figured out like the mechanics and stuff, we're like, oh shit, this is actually really, really fun.
Cool.
It's oddly simplistic, but it gets really competitive trying to get like your ball into the other one and then like sending the junk over.
Yeah.
And you're like, haha, fuck you. I sent all your junk back to you plus some and stuff like that. It's great. It's a fantastic game.
Neat.
The other thing I've been playing is Taiko Drum Master.
Because yeah, you bought the drum. You sure did.
Yo, that game's way more fun with the drum.
Really?
Yeah. Turns out the game that's made for the drum controller is more fun with the drum.
Could have fooled me.
But also, it's harder with the drum. Yeah. Buttons are so easy.
Oh.
Right? Of course. And you just go, and like having to go like back and forth on the sides and stuff with the drum controller is a little bit more difficult to like wrap your head around.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's good. Taiko Drum Master is great. They should have released the drum here.
Okay.
That's really all I got to say about that. They have an Undertale song pack for that game.
Okay.
I bought it.
Huh? You what?
I bought the DLC for Taiko Drum Master.
Why?
Because I wanted to play Megalovania.
Why?
I had a lot of Nintendo coins, so I got it for cheap.
I hope you're satisfied with yourself.
I actually am. I don't know. I have a lot of fun. Taiko Drum Master is really fun. It's so cute. It's really uplifting. Even when you lose, they're like, "Oh, next time." I'm like, "Oh, thanks, game. Wow. I'll get him next time."
Little bitch.
Right? but the two biggies.
Uh-huh.
League Season 10 started.
Oh fuck! Is the other one Path?
The other one's Path.
Oh fuck!
League Season 10 started, my friend. Ranked is among us. My placement games were shit.
Oh, shit.
I went 5-5. I got placed in bottom of silver. Not bronze, bottom of silver.
Ooh.
If you remember, I was gold too.
You were.
And let me tell you, getting LP as a support player, not easy.
No. Get fucked.
So what I've learned to do is I've gone outside the realm of my tank characters. Usually I play tank supports, Leona, Braum, stuff like that, because I like setting up the plays.
Yeah.
But what I've noticed is that this level, nobody follows up on the plays.
No.
So I set it up, nobody's knocking the pins down.
Uh-huh.
So what I've done instead is I've switched to caster supports, who are more focused on heals or shielding or disengaging.
Disengage.
And that has worked out significantly better.
Has it now?
So the main two I'm playing is, one is Soraka, and the other one is Janna.
I'm sorry, Soracha?
Soraka.
Oh, Soraka.
Soraka.
Okay. Not as cool, but okay.
Yeah, it's not as cool, you're right. and Janna.
Janna, of course!
You know Janna?
I know Janna. Okay, who doesn't know Janna?
Who doesn't know Janna? Soraka is, they're both actually early champs. Soraka's toolkit is very simple. She has a Q, which calls down a star from the sky and in a targeted area. If it hits an opponent, they get slowed and you get sped up.
Okay.
Right? You have a heal. That's it. It's a heal. It heals the most out of anybody in the game. It's you target that person and they get healed.
Well,
that's
then.
It. That's the move.
That sounds wonderful.
But the thing is, when you heal somebody, it takes away from your own life.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can only heal if you have enough life to transfer.
I don't know if I like that anymore.
So it makes you squishy.
I don't know if I like that.
So you have to build like health regen, stuff like that. Her third move is a kind of like, like a magical circle. And when you're in the magical circle, when an enemy's in the magical circle, they get silenced. So they can't use any spells. And if they're in the magical circle, when it collapses, they get rooted. So they're stuck in place.
Yeah.
And the last one is you press a button. You press R. It heals all your teammates on the map, no matter where they are.
Whoa.
You just heal them instantly. Whoa.
What's the drawback?
Nothing.
Whoa.
It's got a long cooldown.
Okay. Wow.
You just heal. That's it.
Okay.
It's wild shit.
Okay, yeah.
And when my team does dumb shit, like dive into an opponent doing whatever, I have their back. I'm healing them from across the map. Healing them. Her passive is cool. When your teammate is very low on health, you get like 60% movement speed to run towards them.
And to then heal them. Whoa.
Yeah. So you just like come flying up the thing. You're like, heal.
Yeah.
So that like, that's one way to play, which is just like
mad heals.
Make sure that your opponent's mistake turns into a success because they're healing you.
Yeah.
And the thing is that at that low of an ELO, the players don't know to focus me immediately.
Yeah.
Because they'll never kill that person if I'm just there.
Yeah.
Right. The other one is Janna. Janna's really interesting because she's all disengage.
Yeah.
So she has one move that's a tornado. It sets a tornado in place. You can either set it out in a straight line immediately, or you can let it charge for a second. And then it travels farther, knocks up higher, does more damage. The other one is just like a bird you send out. It slows them. And while you have the bird, you're faster and you can go through units.
Yeah.
The other one's just a shield. Just here's a shield and you do more attack damage. And then the last one is cool. It's called Monsoon. Where there's a space around Janna, it's a circle, and you call upon the winds. All opponents get pushed out of to the edge of the circle, while all your teammates are inside being healed consistently over time. So Janna is all about like, oh, my teammate was out of position, but I was there, and I'm disengaging the enemy.
Yeah.
So I'm shielding them to make sure they don't die. I'm shooting out a tornado so they get knocked up, slowing them, pushing them away with my ult. Whatever. It's all about disengagement.
Yeah.
And it's so useful, especially on people who play like assassin champions where you gotta be in their face. So it's just like, you're playing a Master Yi who's like warp striked into you. You're like, okay, after the warp strike, monsoon them into the wall, throw them up with a tornado, they're dead.
Yeah.
Right. And I've had so many games where like a carry or somebody was like a sliver away from dying. And I rush in and I shield and then they don't die. And then I knock up and do whatever. And then I monsoon to heal them. And it makes the opponent be so out of position that they just get instantly dead because the rest of the team had time to show up.
Sounds pretty cool.
It's very useful. It's just scary as shit playing those characters because you're like a piece of paper. You're like, someone comes up to you and you're just dead.
No, I hear you.
So
yeah, that sounds, risque.
It's risky, but so far I've been having a lot more success with that rather than other stuff. But the big one is PoE. They started the Metamorph League. The Metamorph League is that within a map, when you kill certain targeted enemies, you get their body parts and you can put their body parts in a cask and then you create your own monster. So you create your own boss based on pieces of the monsters that were in that map. It's cool. My build this time around is it's called Winter Orb. You have to channel this skill, so you have to charge it, and then you get up to 10 stacks, and then while it's running, you have a orb of ice over your head that just shoots out icicles at people, just automatically. So you're running around with a giant orb of ice over your head. Everyone's instant exploding. I have it so that part of my ice damage turns into fire damage, and I'm doing like all sorts of elements and stuff. It's pretty cool. But the big thing is I'm finally deeper into the end game, and what they've added now with the Conquerors of the Atlas patch that they had during the Exile Con is they've added a story to the end game where before it was just like, all right, you have your map device, you have maps, just go endlessly do stuff.
A story.
They've added a story to maps, and it's very meta. So the story in the last patch was that this girl is trying to find her dad because he got lost in the Atlas. He got lost in the maps.
I hear you.
And it turns out he became the Shaper, who shapes a bunch of worlds within the universe and stuff like that. So he's creating all the maps that you go to.
Yeah.
This patch, it's a bunch of exiles killed the map maker, right? So from the last patch. And then they got drunk off power and they never stopped grinding. And they went insane.
Oh.
So now you have to go into the map and find the exiles who've gone drunk with power.
Yeah.
And find their secret hideouts within space, like within the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Kill them and reset balance to the maps.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. And the way they've structured it makes a very clear through line of how you should progress in maps in general.
Mm-hmm.
So you beat a boss, and then you get a keystone, and you can put those keystones in your atlas, which then unlock maps that were hidden before. And it's like, okay, I put the keystone here, so this part's harder, and that's the way I should go this way, right? And so it makes a very linear progression to something that was just, like, impenetrable before.
Right.
And it's made me play the game a lot more.
Huh.
I think I've killed maybe two of the rogue exiles so far.
Yeah.
I think my build with Winter Orb is kind of reaching its upper limits because I think they nerfed it a couple patches ago.
Yeah.
So I'm starting a new character where it uses golems that you can summon to give you passive buffs, and you use the weapon Mjolnir.
All right, Thor.
Yeah. You get this the weapon Mjolnir. It's a unique one. And it's got a skill on it where it's whenever you land a hit, you cast a electricity skill that is socketed into it.
Oh.
So I use this skill called Arc, which is a lightning that hits one person and it spreads to everyone else.
Okay.
And the whole build is that I use the golems to give me a lot of passive bonuses.
Yeah.
And I leap slam onto people. So I literally superhero jump into a pack of monsters. Everyone gets fried by lightning, and then I leap to the next one. And that's the whole build.
Wow.
It's super cool. It's not that expensive, and I think recently they just buffed the arc skill, so it goes even further.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have one arc in your Mjolnir,
yeah,
and you have one arc in, like, just as a cast.
Yeah.
And you do this thing where it's like on crit, cast arc, but then Mjolnir has a separate arc that's on hit, cast arc. So you're just constantly shooting lightning out of everywhere.
Right.
And just running through people. It's really cool. Okay. I want to show you how wild it looks after the podcast, but I'm deep in this fucking game.
Is this, I remember from PoEcon or something.
PXLCon. I don't know. I think it was PoEcon.
Is this the thing where, like, shit was looking wild?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I remember you showed me that. I'm like, what the fuck happened here?
Yeah. It's okay. Just all this wild shit is happening. So that's endgame PoE.
Yeah.
It's just you.
Because I remember you telling me the story. Yeah. Very familiar to what you just told now. I'm like, oh, that's what this is. Okay. Yeah.
So the thing with, like, PoE is it's all currency driven.
Yeah.
So all your currency you can spend to buy stuff from other players, right?
Yeah.
Or you can use that currency on items.
Right.
So, for example, one of the easier to get is called an Orb of Alteration.
Yeah.
And you can take a normal item, which is white, and turn it into a magic item with random properties.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a bunch of white maps, and you're like, okay, these aren't going to really give me anything.
Yeah.
But then you can modify them. You can make them into a magic map, which is blue, or a rare map, which is yellow.
Yes.
And then the rarer it is,
yeah,
the harder the difficulty, the more loot you get back from it, but also, like, the more monsters and packs will be in it. So it's like, if I have a regular version of a map, maybe there's, I don't know, 200 enemies in it. But if I have a rare version of the same map, I'll get a modifier that's like group density is larger by, like, 70%, or quality of items that drop is bit better by 30% or something. Right. And then all these mechanics, once they're all actually, like, the thing is with PoE is, like, all the mechanics are very simple. It's just that there's a lot of them. And so now that I've like kind of realized this and I've been learning all the simpler mechanics, the game has opened up so much to where I'm not just stuck to, I have to follow the build exactly, right? I'm more free to like play with where I put my skill points and stuff like that. And maybe one day eventually try and like make my own build and stuff like that. Like the game offers so much customization, more so than like any other game I've played. It's like a lot of the comparisons I hear is like if you took the grinding of your favorite MMO and combined it with your favorite ARPG, like a Diablo, right? And then it's like you have this like perfect thing. But my analogy is more like, what if you took the complexity of Disgaea and then put it into Diablo, right? Sometimes you're in a map and then you get a character that lets you go into a map inside of maps, right? Or like that kind of
I
stuff.
understand.
Yeah. It's insanely fun.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to finish Death Stranding,
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that game.
but I've just been playing PoE.
Dang. And this is why you have a backlog of games.
It is. It is. These free-to-play games, they're crushing me.
Damn. Who are you?
I don't know. I also have a confession to make.
You're scaring me.
I spent money on another game.
Oh, fuck. No, on the King of
I
Fighters?
spent money on the King of Fighters video game. Yep. I spent
You
$5.
fucking whale.
I know. I spent $5.
Oh my God.
They were having a limited event where they had Orochi, the ultimate boss from the early series. And I just didn't have him yet. And
And you
I
wanted
needed a
him.
couple more rupees to do another pull.
Oh.
I just needed a couple more, baby.
This is how it starts. This is how it
I spent
begins.
$5. I got him.
Okay.
I have him now.
Okay. Good
But I
for
feel
you.
dirty.
No, you should feel
I
dirty.
feel dirty.
You should feel very
I
dirty.
spent money on this fucking video
Yeah,
game.
yeah, yeah. Fuck.
That's been my week. It's been
Damn.
adjusting, or it's been my January.
Yeah, I mean, it's different for you, right? No more not working anymore. You're in school, and
Yeah.
yeah, it
And
must be
like
different.
in some ways like school is more work than work.
No, school is more work than
Yeah,
work.
it's insane. Like most of my time is
And
doing
you don't
school.
get any, and you're not getting paid for it.
I'm it's taking money away from me to do
Yes.
it. There was a point where I was like, you know what? I thought it would be like college. I'm like, oh, I'll go to school and then I'll get a part-time job and I'll do whatever. And like I'm on an 80% course load. Like I'm at 4 out of 5 classes and I'm still doing work every day.
Yeah.
Like that's insane.
Yeah.
Shit's busy.
Yeah.
I don't know how people go to work and then go to school.
Some people, they don't have a choice.
Some people don't have a choice,
Like, you gotta.
but that's gotta be hard as fuck.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
It's a wild world out there.
Yeah. Do what you can.
Do what you can. It's true.
And on those delightfully parting words, it's time to end the show.
Yes.
So we will see you next week.
Yeah, I don't know when Anime Club's coming back, but
I have to set up
yeah,
down
we have
here,
to set up some stuff.
and then we'll do that.
So if you've been waiting for Lelouch of the Rebellion.
Yeah. I have to set up some stuff down here. It'll probably be on the other side over there.
Yeah.
Or I have two TVs. We'll figure it out.
Why they don't know what you're talking about. They don't.
That's true.
We haven't
They have no fucking clue.
done a video in a long time.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Hey, do what you gotta do. We'll
Did
see you
you?
next week.
See ya.